Blog Talk Radio.
To God, welcome to another Just Breathe program. This is Evangelist Hannah with Hannah's Alpha and Omega Outreach and Kingdom Builders International. I thank God for everyone that has called in, and for all the internet listeners, I give a shout out to you tonight. Glory to God. Well, tonight I'm going to play a recording of when I ministered at my church home, Living Way Christian Center in Gary, Indiana, and I spoke on love, L-O-V-E, love, love, love. So enjoy the teaching, and glory to God. He's truly worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Glory God, hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that the teaching tonight will penetrate someone's heart, that they will even look at their love walk and see how they truly walk in the agape love. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Petitioning God of what I'm going to speak about. And so I'm a warfare, so I thought he was going to give me a devil stumping message. But then he dropped in my spirit about 2 weeks ago. Love, I said. Love, God. Okay, Holy Spirit, you got to help me with this one. Love. Brother was coming over, so I can go spend some days with my mother and my sister. My youngest sister got her master's at 31, so she had a little party at my mother. I was wanting a little party with tents and all this stuff, so I went to help them. So my brother has to come to stay with my grandpa because I'm his caregiver. Love, love, love. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. No matter what we go through, no matter how we persecute it, no matter how we lied on, cheated, embarrassed, we still got to walk in love. And God want to perfect us in the agape love. That is, no matter what a person say or do to you, you still going to love them. And I had that test. Glory be to God. So I can't do nothing but stand here today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. I thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, God. Glory, God. Glory, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you, Jesus. In the midst of the trials and the tribulations, I don't see you. And the attacks from the enemy. Because I know one thing, he can't come at me. Now let's first he go to God and say, God, I would your evangelist still love you and be nice to her grandfather if I test her? And God say, yeah. And I'm down there not knowing I was going to get hit. Glory be to God. But the love of God, I love you, Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your word will go forth today unhindered, unchecked by any outside forces, God. I yield as a vessel for you to use. Speak through me, Holy Spirit, with the words you have prepared for me to speak today, God. Touch somebody's heart. Penetrate somebody's heart. Let them forgive today and walk in unconditional love, God. No matter how the enemy try to use our loved ones, our co-workers, our neighbors, our family and friends, God, that we may stand on your word knowing that we walk in victory, that the battle is not ours anyway, and it's already won, God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. So when my brother came over, me and my brother come and give me a break. So I've been 3 weeks since I had a break. So when he came over, Grandpa gets the attitude, he didn't want me to leave. So he won't eat or drink no water from my brother. So he's on the feeding tube, so he won't let my brother do the feeding tube. But I left anyway. So when I came back that Monday, I went to give him the feeding tube. And he slapped my hand and cussed at me. I was like, oh, Lord, it be. And Grandpa ain't never cussed at me, ain't never disrespected me, and never came to me wrong in any way. So that night, he didn't get a feeding. By Tuesday morning, he woke up cussing and fussing. And I was like, wow, God. So I went in there, and he started cussing at me. And I was like, wow, God. So I stood, and he can't hear good, so I had to say it loud. Anything that come out of your mouth towards me cannot be a cussing word. You will not hurt my feelings. You will not cuss at me. I told my brother, got to get the oil. I'm getting ready to start slinging oil. My brother said, as long as you don't hit me, it's all right. You're going to get hit, too. The homemaker was there. She running from him. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to walk on water because the devil want to try to use my grandfather. That ain't never, never disrespect me. He put on his clothes. This is someone that's bedridden on a porta potty. Put on his clothes. Got his walker. With his and went downstairs. Me and my brother like, he ain't never walked in a walker. He's in a wheelchair. But the devil can get you straight when he wants to. So I had to follow him just in case he fall or something. So I'm following him, and he being honorary, and he's stubborn too. When they say stubborn old men, I know what they're talking about now. And he's steady cussing and fussing. So he go in the office. Then he started lying on me. So I had to tell him again, you lying, Grandpa. And I was just like in shock. My heart was like, oh my God. Now I've been came at before by the enemy using somebody, but not this one. But God said love. Love, love, love. So I'm going to talk about love today. I'm going to talk about, no matter how the enemy used people around you, we still have to walk in unconditional love. No matter how your heart is hurting and your flesh want to rise up, we still got to walk in unconditional love. So when I left that Wednesday, he was still fussing. The homemaker said, I'm going to quit, Dana. I said, please don't quit. You my help. Don't quit. Was he cussing and fussing at her? I had to go tell him before I left, this is not acceptable. So the enemy thought, by him getting upset, saying he wasn't going to eat, that I wasn't going to leave. So I took him to the doctor. The doctor told him, you're stubborn and you're being mean. And she can leave. And if you don't eat, you don't eat. So I left Wednesday. He still wouldn't let my brother feed him. He wouldn't take no water from him. I said, Grandpa, this is my bag up. I need a break. How you coming against my bag up? I left. I came back Friday. It was a shift, and I was able to pray. I was able to get some time with the Lord. I was able to cook. I love to cook. So I went over there, barbecue ribs, cooked chicken, spaghetti, green smother, pork chops. So the cooking, while I'm cooking, the Holy Spirit ministering to me. The Holy Spirit ministering to me. So I said, I got to write it down because I ain't going to remember all this. I'm cooking and I'm writing stuff down. And okay, God, I needed that. So first I had to deal with the attack that came against my mind. Because, you know, the enemy attack is in our mind. And all the things that he was saying against me and to me and you this and you that and blah, 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 blah. So I had to come against them attacks and come against that attack and say, oh, and I take authority over that thought. And secondly, then I had to come against my flesh because my flesh was saying, okay, y'all, let's keep it real. Just push him into the wall in a wheelchair, Dana. I was like, okay, devil, you know I know you. I've been in situations and I see it all in his eyes. And then I couldn't find my anointed oil. And thirdly, I had to encourage my brother and the homemaker. Because she was about to break out in tears. At one point I did. I was already tired from working for 3 days with my mom and my sister. So that's when he tried to attack you also. So I encouraged her. I say, you are a woman of God. And this is both our tests. And when I get back, this is what we're going to do. If the enemy's still using him, the minute he says something, we're going to say, hallelujah, do a happy dance. She said, what? Because she needs to get filled, though. I said, we're going to say hallelujah and do a happy dance. Praise the Lord. Got my strength back. Because I could not let the enemy think that he can use him to control me. That I can't get the break that I need. Because being a caregiver, you need a break. Or you will run him into the wall in the wheelchair. Glory be to God. And the plan that I had for myself, and I hadn't really started my sermon, so I had a little bit written down. So by Thursday, I was able to sit and focus and let the Holy Spirit just speak to my heart and love on me and talk to me about that unconditional love. That unconditional love. And I thank God it was in your heart, pull out your mouth, and I did not cuss them back because it ain't in my heart. My brother's like, I would have cussed them back, Danny. Now y'all know I don't go there. And I ain't gonna let the enemy push me out of my character because my brother, whose God is bringing into the kingdom, is watching me. They watching me and what I do. He say, Dana, you leaving because what happened, I thought you was a Christian. I thought you walked in forgiveness and love. I say, I do walk in forgiveness and love, but I had said by the summer I was giving the caregiver to my cousin anyway, so this situation has nothing to do with it. I love him with an unconditional love. But I'm not going to let the enemy use him to intimidate me or punk me, because I ain't no punk for God. So when we run in this race, and the enemy, he keeps trying to trip us up. He keeps trying to get in our way so we won't keep our focus on God. See, he used people to throw us off and try to throw us off, but then we got to step in the realm of the Spirit and stand and pull our strength from God. Because when I got a little emotional, because by Tuesday I was on the 10. I wasn't in the Spirit. I said, I believe here. Glory be to God. I become a grandpa beater. I believe here, because your flesh will rise up when you test it. But then you got to catch yourself and walk in the Spirit. And see, Jesus, he was our example of love. I'm not going to ask you to turn to your Bibles, because I wrote most of the scriptures down. In Matthew 5:14, the Bible says, on the cross, Jesus prayed for the very people who crucified him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Knowing he was getting ready to die, he prayed for the very people that crucified him. What a love. What a love. So we can do that because the love of God, the love of God been shed abroad in our hearts. It's in our hearts to do that, to walk in agape love, to be perfected in this love walk. Then in Acts, the Bible talks about, and they stoned Stephen. And he called upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he said that, he fell asleep. Now that's love. People was beating him to death. And he prayed for them. He prayed for them. Can we pray? The Bible tells us to pray for the ones that persecute us, that come against us. Pray for them. After I went through the drama with my ex-husband, they wanted, you praying for him? Yes. God told me to pray for him, that he can change his heart. Glory be to God. Then Peter says in 1 Peter 3:8-9, finally, all of you should be one. Should be of one and the same mind, united in the spirit, sympathizing with one another, loving each other as brethren of one household, compassion and courteous, tenderhearted and humble. We have to humble ourselves. In a situation, I have felt myself plenty of times being a bigger person because I had to humble myself unto God. The righteousness, we're going to get beat up sometime. But can you humble yourself? Can you be tenderhearted? Can you truly walk in love? God. And love is an action word. And we're supposed to never return evil for evil. Or insult for insult. Or we could not have a scoring tongue lashing. But on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare, their happiness, their protection. This is the Amplified Version. And truly pity and loving them. For know that to this you have been called, that you may yourself inherit a blessing from God. So, God is so good. When we do what we're supposed to do, he bless us. So we can inherit a blessing from God, that you may obtain a blessing as heirs, bringing welfare and happiness and protection. God will take care of you. The Bible say happiness, I don't believe in happiness. I believe the joy and the peace and the strength of the Lord. I walk in that because happiness can come and go. But if you're walking in the joy and the peace of God, you got your focus and protection. The joy and the peace of love. God is love. So you see, we have to learn to love our enemies. We have to bless them that curse us. We have to do good to them that don't do good to us. Wow. We have to walk in love and forgiveness. God is love. He's forgiving and he forgets. But we get in a position where we don't even want to love. We don't want to forgive. What's up? God's love drove us to him. We was lost to Christ for salvation. Love is the essence of God's eternal and holy nature. God does not love us because we are worthy of his salvation. He loves us because he's God. And he draw us to himself with love and kindness. What a love. The word of God says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw them. He drew us to him because of his love. We may have been kicking at the prick because I was kicking, boy. I didn't want to stop partying. And the people that was partying with me, they went to church. I'm like, I don't want to go to church and party and drink and fornicate and all these things. Don't it supposed to be a change? But God was drawing me. God just don't love us. He loves us. That he gave his only begotten son to bear our sins in his body on a tree. So that we by faith in Christ may have eternal life. What a love. What a love. What a love. What a love. When I thought about it, I say, God, you came that we may live. You came that we may be set free. So how can I love conditionally when all that you've done for me? Because I was dirty, wretched in my sin, could have died. Even before I knew you, you was keeping me. So how can I not walk in love? That we got to die to this dirty, stinking flesh. Our Father is love. Love defines the heart of God. Love is not what you say, it's what you do. It's action. I'm going to say I forgive you and I love you, but I still ain't going to feed you. I ain't going to get no water. My brother said, well, he didn't ask for no water, so I give him none. I said, you got to go ask him, do he want some, brother? I pray for you. Oh, so God so loved the world again that he gave his only begotten son that those who believe in him should not perish. That is an amazing love beyond comprehension. Divine love take action to the point of the Father being willing to give the precious life of his son. Action. Your earthly father may have failed you in the worst way, but your Father in heaven can never fail. He say, see, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand. In Isaiah 49 and 16. See, my earthly father died when I was 7, so I grew up without a father. So I was trying to find a father in no good men. And God had to get me straight, glory be to God. And told him, let me know that he loved me. And he's steady telling me that he loved me. Despite the trials and tribulation and heartaches and afflictions that you go through, my daughter, my brothers, my sister, God, love us. To walk in love means to walk in the Spirit because the love is a fruit of the Spirit. Love is the everlasting fruit that will not fade away. To bear fruit, we must abide in God's love, to stay alert to this love he has for us, to dwell in his love by loving others and enduring, testing, to trials and tribulations with love. If there's someone you need to say something to, remember to say it in love. As if you're holding their heart in the palm of your hand. Because if they don't know Christ, you can twist them the wrong way, say the wrong thing, and they may not come to know Christ. We, with loving kindness, God draw us, so we have to draw others with loving kindness. My brother was an alcoholic. I didn't go around calling him an alcoholic. No, you are that strong man of God that God has called you to be. Everybody else in the family did. He loved him some Dana. He said, when I become a Christian, I'm going to become a Christian like you, not like her. I said, thank you, brother. She want to say, I'm a Christian, and I want to pray for people and lay hands on people, but then I want to go get drunk and this and that, really? No, love is an action. So we got to see people as God intended for them to be. Not as our eyes see them, what God intended for them to be. Because we was in our sin, somebody saw us as God intended for us to be. As we were struggling with this thing, somebody was praying for me and saw me as God intended for me to be and loved on me to fellowship with God, to walk with God, to walk in the realm of God. We have to walk in the Spirit. We must walk in divine love, agape love, because God is love. Love. No created being can ever know how much and how sweetly and how tenderly God loves us. It is only with the help of His grace that we are able to appreciate the immeasurable love which our Lord and His goodness has for us. So we have to remember, greater is He that's in us. The love is in us than any attack that the enemy sends. Because we walk in victory. Greater is He that's in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit is God. So God is in us. So we can walk in love. I'm going to talk about two testimonies. Well, I choose to walk in love. First, last year, when I was living with my brother and my sister-in-law, she lied on me. So I told her I stole some money from her like a year or so ago. My brother got mad at her and gonna blot it out. I'm like, everybody thought I stole from her a year ago. Nobody told me. So I said, okay, God, the enemy going to rear up in her, because they're Muslims, so I live with them. But I humbled myself. Whenever they came against me, I just ignored them and walked away. I'm not going to go back and forth with y'all. So I said something to her. She started cussing me out, calling me bees, da-da-da-da-da. Okay. I ignored her. I laughed at her because I love her, but Grandpa hurt me more because my love for him is more deeper than for her. So I go upstairs. And she started bumping me. I said, God, she touched me. I walked out the door. My sister-in-law was cross-eyed and called my brother. Said, you didn't call her no cross-eyed names. You didn't cuss her. You didn't hit her. Because I used to always say, I'm going to grab her by her ass and slam her into the wall. But when the situation came, I left out the door. See, my brother is a Muslim. Now, he ain't no Muslim. He say he believe in God, but he don't serve nobody because he confused about Muslims too. But you can see my walk, brother. So if I'm standing here talking to you one day and you see nothing but my clothes and I was wrapped up, you know you still got time to come in because you know everything I said to you was true. I walked away from her. But I had paid rent 2 months in advance. So I wasn't going to move until I lived out my rent. My niece came towards me. I called my brother. He's like, Daddy, we ain't going to hit her. I was like, I just shut the door because if y'all hit me, then my sisters and them are not saved. It'd be a whole family battle. So I just went in the room praying for them and told her, okay, your mama didn't taught you how to disrespect me. None of my nieces and nephews disrespect me. So I walked away from the cussing me out. So for the next 2 months, I was her enemy. I was like, that's okay. I prayed, I cried, I called Prophetess Teresa. She helped me through that one. I was like, wow, God. Love. Unconditional love. As we stand as servants of the Most High God, is God, is people going to be able to see the God in us when it truly matters? Unconditional love. And then 2 years ago, my former pastor, I had left the church. I was head evangelist. I was Sunday school teacher, and I was just getting so vexed. So he said, well, y'all got to do it. I'll tell y'all to do it. Y'all do it. I'll tell y'all to do it. I became an usher. I would sit back there like, okay, God, well, I'm here, but God was telling me to leave. And I was fighting against that because I don't church hop. If I leave, I got to know definitely, God, that you're removing me from here. So when I left, he said I was rebellion and da-da-da-da, whatever. And so one Saturday, I went to the wedding. So he said, you come to church Sunday? I was like, no, I left the church. I'm not here anymore. He said, so I come to get you. I'm like, I'm not coming. So that Sunday morning, I washed my hair, had my pajamas on, cooking my breakfast. My roommate let him in. Because he said, I'm still going to church. I'm like, I'm not going to church. He said, yes, you is. I said, no, I'm not. So he sit there. I sit there. And I saw the devil in him. So like I saw the devil in my sister-in-law, my grandmama. I mean, my grandfather. He said, yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not. He said, yes, you are. He go in the room and get a pair of my jeans. I'm trying to put my jeans. I'm not going. I ain't have no bra on. I'm being ignorant about right now. And I'm not putting one on. So he kept snatching my arms. I'm like, you can't be snatching my arms. That hurt. So my roommate came in there. She said, oh, I'm scared. Because he said, you going. I'm like, no, I ain't. He's like, yes, you is. No, I ain't. I say, don't leave. He say, go to church. I say, don't leave. He say, go to church. She left. I'm like, really? So he kept pulling me and dragging me. And that irritated my arms when you pulling me and dragging me. He tried to lift me up, but I'm solid weight. He couldn't lift me up, put me on his shoulder. Really? I say, boy, if you wasn't my old pastor. He said, what you gonna do, hit me? No, I probably would have been stabbed you by now. So he snatched the keys to the apartment. And he pulled and dragged me so out into the hallway. So in the hallway, I'm ringing everybody's doorbell. And nobody coming to the door. I'm like, okay, God. He left. Then he came back. Like, you going to church? No, I'm not. He went in the house, got me some shoes and a coat. You going to church, really? So he dragging me and pulling me and talking all crazy to me. Bye, 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 bye. Who gonna fix me some old smothered pork chops? Because I was his cook. I was the cook for the first family. Look at him like, you are straight crazy. I left the church. He started dragging me, trying to drag me out in the snow. I was like, okay, I'm not going to let you drag me out in the snow. So he take the car, put it in front of the building. I get in the car. He snatched my cell phone because I put my cell phone down. So he got my keys and my cell phone. So in the car, I said, I forgive you. I would not be offended. I forgive you because I knew the enemy was getting ready to attack my man. So he parks me in front of the church. You coming in, no, I ain't. I sit in the car. He took the car keys. Snow outside. People coming in the church. See me in there crying because I was just upset by then. My hair crazy. Got my pajamas on. I did get some shoes and some blue jeans and a jacket, but the jacket didn't zip up. 2 hours later, I was totally upset. So I said, if I call my brother's boy, they're going to have a fit. So I went to the church on the corner. I said, can I use your phone? They say, you one of his members. We ain't got nothing to do with it. I said, really? So I waited till the store opened. The lady let me use her phone. I called my sister because I knew her ex-husband lived in Merrillville. They didn't answer. I said, dear God, call my brother. I called my brother. His wife was in the area. She was there in like 15 minutes. My brother like, ooh, I ran up and down the stairs about 10 times because I knew I could not get to you. And I called my other brother living in Indiana because I knew it was going to be some mess and I was already upset. So I went to church and told him, give me my keys and my cell phone. My sister-in-law said, come here, I want to talk to you. He said, you can talk to me in front of all of them. I said, I'm ready to go. And I was like, oh, my God. So I went back to the apartment. We called the police. They wanted to charge him with kidnapping because I didn't freely go. So I left that Sunday. I came back that Wednesday. Police told him, don't call me. Don't have anything to do with me. And my roommate say, he want to talk to you and say that he's sorry. So I didn't go to Bible study that night. But Wednesday, I still went to the church because I had to get healed. That was part of my healing process. People don't understand why I went to the church and faced him, for he can tell me he was sorry because that was part of my healing process and me forgiving him. So I can truly walk in love. I moved by that Friday. The detectives called me. Because, see, my roommate wanted to play around, go to the police station and tell the truth. But then a prophet came into the laundromat and told her God was not happy with that situation that happened at your house. And some old things, she said, I just broke down in tears. Because I told her, don't leave. So she went to the police station and said, no, she didn't want to go. So they want to get him for kidnapping. I said, you know what? I have moved out of Indiana. This is past me. So I had him as a speaker on Blog Talk. And somebody said, how can you have him as a speaker a year later? Because I walk in unconditional love and I forgive him. And God said, this is what happened when you were in the flesh. He was in the flesh. He wasn't walking in the spirit. So I talked to him sometime on the phone. I called in his prayer line. The first thing he said, he was shocked I was on the line. He said, I'm so sorry, woman of God, for what I did to you. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened, and I forgot that you was in the car, really? So I said this to say, no matter how the enemy used people against you, no matter how embarrassed you get, no matter how he lie on you, no matter what he do to you, you still got to walk in unconditional love. You still got to walk in the love of God. God say, because you did not come against the man of God, because he is a prophet of God, you get elevated. Whatever we go through, whatever God say, okay, when Satan accuses us to God, God say, I will see if they pass the test, because it's for their elevation. So whatever we go through, it's for us. It's for us. It's for us to help other people. It's for us to walk in love. It's for us to walk in forgiveness. I forgave him. I forgave my sister-in-law. I forgave my grandfather. But by the time I came on Friday, I prayed Thursday, Friday, I had my time with God, the devil was gone. Because I'm like, I'm going to go buy some oil and anoint it, and I'm anointing the whole house. Anybody get my way getting oil on them? We have to decide whether or not we're going to let our natural human reasoning and our flesh dominate us. Or are we going to let the love of God rise up in us? Because love never fails. Love never fails. So we got to let the love of God rise up in us and walk in it, because God is love. I passed the test. First Corinthians 13:1 says, it tells us clearly that no matter how many gifts of the Spirit we operate in, If we're not operating in love, all them other gifts are useless. We can speak in tongues, but you do not love, you're just making a bunch of noise. If you have the prophetic, the power of prophecy through the Holy Spirit, and power to understand, interpret secrets and mysteries, and you do not love, it don't mean nothing. If we have the knowledge of all things by faith, we can move mountains, but do not love, it's useless. We're nobody. Even if we give away everything that we have to feed the poor, to surrender our very lives, but do not love, and your heart is doing it for the wrong motive, to be seen, to be heard, you don't gain nothing. Because when the time comes, God going to say, depart from me, workers of iniquity, because it was not done in love. They say, Korisha, Kadabosia. We have to remember again that you may be lied on. You may be persecuted. Jesus suffered all them things. You may be pressed on every side, opposing every way. We may be in doubt. You may suffer embarrassment. Your enemy may come against you. You may be cussed out. You still got to walk in love. Because I used to be a cussing, dirty mouth sister. When I got baptized, first thing God took away was my mouth. I used to tell dirty jokes all the time at work. And my sister say, what happened, Dana? I say, well, number God. After that, her and my mother joined the church and got baptized. My brothers and my sisters, we have to walk in love because God is love. God is love, and love never fails. They said, go to these shots, cut it up. I see the last 4 years I've been through so much after I left my house, paying my landlord rent, and she wasn't paying the mortgage, so it got foreclosed on. I had lived with 7 different people in the last 4 years. I never asked God why. But one day he said, because I want to see who's going to love you and bless you. So then I said, really? Oh, that's funny. Love never fails. I have God kids and their mothers told her husband, we need for our door to be open to her. Whenever she needs to come here, she don't even have to call. It's an open door. My other goddaughter mother got married. She told her husband, Dana, the only person come here anytime she wants. Because you know what? When we sow love, we also reap love. I've sown so much love in the years, thank you, Jesus, that I can reap love. That I go in their house, take over their kitchen, everybody want me to cook. Call somebody, I just need to come in your house. I'm staying here. And it's 100 degrees outside, you won't cut the air on. Come on, pack your bags, I go. Because I know God is perfecting things in me, in my love walk. No matter how bad the enemy try to come against you, against your body, against your mind, against your house, against your children, against your husband. Love. So I had to say, God, I got a little angry, but God say, but you didn't sin in your anger. Sin not. Turn around. Get out of your flesh. Walk in the spirit because love never fails. Love never fails. I'm going to say it again. Love never fails. So you search your heart. Let the Holy Spirit search your heart. And see if it's somebody that you need to love on. Even if you was not wrong, tell them, I'm sorry if I offended you. To release you. And love on them because it's for your good. Because love never fails. Love never fails. Hey, did he say? Called it a shot on the sea of Jesus. Hey, that I don't shut on the sick and he shut up. We called it a shot on the sea. through the hurt and the pain. And the check out, I don't see you. Love never fails. Through the heaviness in your heart. Say, God, in this shock, I don't see you. I arrest the spirit of heaviness right now. In the name of Jesus. Love never fails. And I don't see you through the sickness in your body. It's not an excuse. It's not a reason not to love. And it's not going to shut it. I'm going to see you, Jesus. Because love never fails. So that's my message. God dropped in my heart. Love. Love. Hey, say, Kodisha. Kodaba, see you. Hey, sorori shata da 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 bo siri shata da ba sata. Hey, se kodori shata da da sororo bo siyo. Hey, sata da ba siyo, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, you truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. Hey, se kodori shata da da bo siyo. Thank you, God. In my heart, God say he loves you, and no matter what you're going through, that he's there, and love never fails. Continue to give it to him. And it is shut up on sea. 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 Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. And it is shut up on sea. Glory God. Glory Jesus. Turn the mic back. Glory to God. Shit that go no more see. Can I shut it about city shut out of Sata? He say, "Quote any shit that it about Sata." You're a little heavy in your heart for what you're going through, but this message was for you too. Love never fails. Give it to him. Your family, give it to God. He loved you with an unconditional, sweetly and tenderly. You're growing in him. He's elevating you. And it's just a test. Hey, Koresh, I don't see you. And you shall pass that test. You got the heart of God. And he loves you. Glory to God. Love. Love never fails. And it ain't shit will see you. I thank you, God, for using me, for Holy Spirit speaking to me. He said, because he is truly perfecting his saints in their love walk. If you're on the lines or the internet and you have not called on Christ as your present Lord and Savior, you can't walk in the love of God if you do not know God. If he has been looking at your heart and you know it, surrender to say, Jesus, come into my heart and forgive me because I have sinned. By faith, I believe that you died and rose again. I need you to help me. Just accept him. Just accept the love that he's offering you because God is drawing you. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And you can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza@yahoo.com and let us know. We would love to send you a Bible or audio Bible. If you have accepted Christ, we would love to stand in the faith fight with you and pray for you and with you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You're truly worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's all about you. It's about telling somebody so they can come into the true saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, about us walking in love so our family, our friends, our coworkers, our neighbors can see our love walk and get drawn into God from that. So again, I thank you for calling in. I give a shout out to all the internet listeners. Glory to God. And Kingdom Builders International is having a prophetic conference in the Detroit, Michigan area, the 24th and 25th of August. For more information, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. Glory to God. Keep us in your prayers. You can also sponsor someone or put a donation in. We want to honor, we are honoring women that have lost children to violence. Because we want to love on them. You want to show the love of God to them. And again, I thank you for tuning in. I love you with the love of Jesus, but God loves you more. And good night. Thank you, Jesus.
Wasn't I home?